Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 22, verse 6. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true." Occasionally I'll watch a movie, and right before the credits roll, the producers will provide real-life updates on the characters. Shocked, I'll think, "That was a true story?" As soon as you know what you just watched was based on real people, it has a way of changing your perspective on the whole movie. Just as the credits are about to roll after the last chapter of the Bible, we hear the same message. This is a true story. Maybe we had been convinced of that long ago, but at some times, more than others, we need to be reminded these words are trustworthy and true. This was one of those times for a believer named John. He had witnessed some seemingly unbelievable events during his lifetime. As part of Jesus' inner circle, he watched Jesus raise a little girl from the dead. He watched a glowing Jesus converse with two heroes of faith who had already gone to heaven. When Jesus stood in John's midst and explained his words and actions, there was little room for doubt in John's mind. But when John wrote the words of our Bible passage for today, Jesus hadn't been around in the flesh for over 50 years. John's friends and fellow disciples had all been killed. John himself had been exiled to an island. Things weren't looking good for John or the Christian church. Perhaps you felt the same way. You may feel abandoned and alone. Christianity seems not to be doing well, as Christians are viewed more as haters than helpers. It is for you that the words of today's Bible passage were written. God's word is true, and because God's word is true, it is also trustworthy. You can trust that your sins are forgiven through Jesus' selfless sacrifice. You can trust that he defeated death when he rose from the tomb. You can trust that he has not left you alone. These words are trustworthy and true. Lord, thank you for the truth of your word. Use them to increase our trust that the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.